Something happened to the musician. He's sick. He's kind of laid up. And so we'll just go on with the service. The devil is a liar. Amen. Amen. Now, nobody loves music any more than I do. But God delivered me from being so attached to music that I can't sing a Zion song and give God some praise just because I ain't got no organ player. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Brown, don't you ever get to the place where you can't hit a note just because you ain't got somebody to sit you in a key. Hallelujah. Amen. God gave me a key. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know I got a cracked voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I might sing in all of them at one time, but that's all right. I'm going to give God some praise. Can I get a witness in this house? Amen. Praise the Lord. I love to look back. Let me close this thing up because there's a lot in that message. Amen. But Brother Paul looked back. Y'all need to read your word. I said, Brother Paul looked back when he stood before King Agrippa. Amen. When you get home, open your Bible and look at Acts 26, chapter 26. Amen. When he stood before the King Agrippa. Hallelujah. And he thought about where God had brought him from. And he said, oh, King Agrippa, I want you to know, amen, that I'm a Jew. Amen. And not only am I a Jew, I'm a Pharisee. Which means, amen, that I worship God in spirit and in truth. It means, amen, that I do everything that is required of me according to the law.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers.
You're listening to the radio broadcast of the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, 720 Millrace Road, Boise, Louisiana, Pastor Joseph W. Franklin. Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:45 a.m., worship and the word at 11 a.m., and on third Sunday, the Lord's Supper is observed. Wednesday night, prayer meeting Bible study at 6 p.m., and at 7 p.m., choir rehearsal. You can visit us on the web at www.mounttriumphmbc.com. God bless you.
Brother Fano, to our drummer, percussionist.
thank you so much and thank God for you, Mount Triumph, on this, the first Sunday in October, amen. This year is going fast. I don't want to hold you long, but I want to call your attention to two scriptures out of the 11th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11. And we're continuing in our ongoing expository preaching out of the Gospel of Luke. Amen? And so we've moved to verse 27 and 28 for today. We just want to call your attention to those two scriptures. And I think they're very apropos for this setting on this first Sunday in October. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 27 and 28. And it reads, "And it happened as he spoke these things, that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. But he said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever." I want to talk about the evidence of a true transformation. The evidence of a true transformation. Again, we're elated to have YCP and Sergeant Kenny Henry. We're thankful again for you and so much your presence again validates this message, because as I listen to Caleb and others who talked about the transformation and the spiritual development that has happened as a result of hearing the word of God and through the leadership of Sergeant Henry, that they've heard him talk about God. I wish I had a witness. And more so, his life and character has been what these young men, and is what these young men, strive to emulate, so that when they go back into their communities and beyond, they will live out the life that Christ has worked in. More than the AA program, more than even the YCP program, and all of those things will help reform us and reform you. But more than that is the spiritual growth and connection that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ that will enable you to grow and develop spiritually. I wish I had a believer. And so we've been talking about Jesus working with the deaf and the dumb man, who Jesus exercised the demon out of and called him out by the finger of God. And so Jesus, the power of God was on display in the life of Jesus. And I see it right now. The power of God is on display in our lives. You heard Brother Fardino say that we all are sinners that have been saved by grace. We all didn't stand behind the pulpit helping somebody. We all haven't sit in the pews, but we all are some ex-somebodies. We all, the Bible said, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it's taken the power of God to transform our lives. How many know that the Lord is not through with us yet? Well, you need to tell your neighbor, he's still working on me. He's still doing a work. I'm still a work in process, that God is still making me and molding me to be the person that he wants me to be. Is anybody here ever had to go down to the potter's house and you've been able to sit on the wheel and he made you a put you in a place to where he can allow you to hear him speak. Thank you, young man, that said he heard God speak to him and say specifically, I want to go to you. You just wait a few days, amen. And then he said a letter came in the mail, and it was an acceptance to the YCP. God had to get you in a place. And this morning I heard you loud and clear give God the glory in this house. Yes, young people, he speaks to young people. Come here, Samuel, and speak to us a little while. Samuel, I tell you, I was a young man, and God spoke to me. Amen. I thought he would tell you, I thought it was Eli, but it wasn't Eli. It was the voice of God. And God used Samuel as a prophet unto the Lord. And so it's more than a confirmation, but it is a transformation, because Romans 12:2 would tell us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye therefore transformed. How do you do it? By the renewing of your mind. What do you do, young people? You get the old information out, and you got to get the new information in. There's some things you got to hit delete on. Help me somebody. You got to delete. You know, that's why they got the delete button in your computer. It has delete, because there's some things you need to delete. Help me somebody. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Notice here in the text the woman's compliment to the Savior concerning his mother, because that's what she's really saying in verse 27. It happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd, she raised her voice. She said it out loud in the midst of a crowd. It was an exhortation, but it was not an exhortation to Christ. It was more an exhortation to the mother of Christ. I wish I had a witness. And she talked about the womb that bore him and the breast that gave him suck. She was giving credit to his mother, Mary. Now, it was all right for her to give praise to the mother of Mary, of Jesus, but that wasn't the place to stay at. I wish you had a witness. You see, we are not to make emblems and statues, help me somebody, that we bow down our knees at. None of us deserve that kind of exaltation. Only Jesus is the true way of salvation. And so I need you to know that her focus was a misguided focus. She was focusing on Mary and giving a tribute to Mary and what she had done to bring the Savior into the world. But even Mary says, be it unto me. That she even humbled herself. Can I tell you that the mother of our Lord needed a Savior herself? She was a sinner just like all of us. Amen. And Jesus' birth came as a result of the power of the Holy Spirit. And so here, her focus was a misguided focus. Only Christ is worthy of our praise. Only Christ is deserving of all the honor. Only Christ is deserving of all the glory. And only Christ can save you. Can I tell somebody that Buddha can't save? Oh, I know there's a lot of young people, there's a lot of people worshiping Buddha, but Buddha is only an idol. He has I tell you, young people, he can catch you before you fall. And if you fall, he can pick you up and turn you around. There's no God like our God. I know they got Buddha and Confucius and thousands of others, but there's only one and one true and living God who has revealed himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I need somebody to know that they are one. And so if you're going to give praise, you need to bless the Lord's name. If you're going to give compliments, and in those days, for a woman to have sons was a good thing because she lived through the accomplishments of those sons. But that's as far as it went. Because Christ, again, is deserving of praise. Look what he did. Secondly, not only do we see the compliments of the woman, but then you need to see the Savior's correction. Because there are two things you need to see in verse 28, and I'll go to my seat. One, it says, Jesus says, moreover, in contrary to that, more than that, he says, and what he was saying is, yes, Mary is honored because she is the vessel by which God brought him into the world, but that's as far as it goes. But then he says, there are two things you need to get going home today. And he says, first of all, he says that those who are blessed and are fortunate, he said, are those, he says, in the word who hear the word of God. That's one thing. Those who hear the word of God. Again, I thank God that the young man says that God has spoken and he was listening to the voice of God. How do you hear the voice of God? I'm glad you asked. You hear it through his word. God honors his word. Matter of fact, he tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. Can I tell you, young men, can I tell you, congregation, that the Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 17 that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This word hearing, akua, means to listen to be able to hear God distinctly through his word. Matter of fact, in Luke 8 and 21, he says, my mother and my brethren are these who hear the word of God and they do it. That's the second part I want to come to. But first of all, we need to hear the word. Because I need to tell somebody this morning that hearing the word of God is paramount to your future. Matter of fact, Jesus spoke this in Matthew 7 and 24. He said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I liken them to him as a wise man who built his house on a rock, and rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall because it was founded on a rock. It was founded on a sure foundation. Can I tell you, young people, that rains will come in your life? Floods will happen in your life. Trials, troubles, and temptations and tribulations will come into your life. But when you are founded upon a rock, your house will not fall. Yes, you might have difficulties, and difficulties, trials come to make us strong. I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better. That's what they just got through saying as a result of it. I that you need none other than God's word. You need to believe what Paul says in 2 Timothy 3 and 16 and 17, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. You need to know and believe that the word of God is valuable. According to Psalm 19 and 10, more to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. You need to meditate on the word of God day and night, as David did in Psalm 1 and 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. You know what meditation is? It's just like a cow chewing on a cud. It takes in the food, and then it has at least two bellies, and it regurgitates it. And then it chews on it a little further. And all I'm trying to tell you, young men, all I'm trying to tell you, Mount Triumph, is you got to make the word your meditation. You got to get in and chew on it a little while. You got to chew on it on Monday. You got to chew on it on Tuesday. Chew on it on Wednesday. Chew on it on Thursday. Meditate day and night. Get up with the word. Help me, somebody. Walk through the day with the word and lay down at night with the word of God. You see, I'm preaching this way because I preach just like this when I go over to YCP. And those young men, they enjoy preaching and the teaching of God's word. And in the workplace, at the Rapides Parish Sheriff's Office, as a bailiff in a courtroom, every morning from Monday to Friday, after we have had our briefing, our sergeant or our corporal gets on the radio, and what they do is what we call a radio check. Because every person who serves in that capacity, as well as Brother Henry, knows how important your radio is for communication. That emergency can happen at any moment. And so there's a radio check, and the sergeant calls out and call my number. She'll call, or he'll call CS6. That's my number. And when my number is called and I hear the supervisor say radio check, my immediate response is 10-2. Now 10-2 means that I've heard you loud and clear. Now, if I don't hear you loud and clear, I reply 10-1. 10-1 means that something, you've got a bad connection, that there's something interfering with your radio traffic, and I need you to adjust your radio. And hear what Jesus said. If you keep on getting up and going to bed, even Sister Franklin, you know, I've been wearing glasses all my days, but Sister Franklin even had to grab a pair of them lenses. Help me, somebody. Because your eyesight will grow dim. And so I thought that there was something wrong with my hearing. I went on and it kept on aggravating me. So finally I made an appointment to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And I came in and they looked inside of my ears. And to their finding and discovery was that there was a piece of wax that had dislodged and got into my ear canal, where my hearing is. And it got into the channel where it was blocking the channel. I wish I had a believer. And so I couldn't hear as well, but they put a solution in my ear. And they ran that solution from one ear to the other. And all of a sudden, the things that I wasn't hearing, I began to hear again. But they didn't stop right there. They put me on a machine. And they put the decibels way up high. They wanted to know if I could hear the high pitch. And they said, yes, I can hear the high pitch. But then they brought the decibels down. And they wanted to know if I could hear the low. I said, yes, I hear the low pitch. It's 10-2. It's loud and clear, even on a low pitch. And they said, nothing wrong with your ears. You just had wax in your ears. And the reason why some of us are not hearing like we ought to is because we got sin in the channel. But as soon as we confess our sin, as soon as we give our life to Christ, we can hear better. On my way to my seat, some of us need to make some adjustments because we are not hearing the word. But secondly, as I close, not only he says, is those who hear it, but then he says in the text, God's word, but those who keep it, and those who observe the word. You see, it's one thing to hear the word, but it is another thing to do it. And I've seen why she